In Pakistan, the hunt continues for all those responsible in the kidnapping and killing of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. So far, four people have been arrested and charged in the case. Few details about the investigation are being released. What is known is that a videotape was delivered to the U.S. consulate in Karachi. The tape shows the gruesome last moments of Pearl's life. At a news briefing this morning, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher called the murder an outrage.
We also welcome President Musharraf's statement directing Pakistani authorities to redouble their efforts to apprehend all those involved in Mr. Pearl's abduction and murder. President, the Secretary, Deputy Secretary, the entire U.S. government are committed to the goal of bringing the people to justice who did this horrible crime.
Now to Karachi and journalist Kamran Khan, who reports on Pakistan for The Washington Post. Mr. Khan, first of all, what do you know about this video that shows the murder of Daniel Pearl?
This videotape was received at the U.S. consulate in Karachi on Thursday around evening, and this video showed very vivid and gruesome images of Daniel Pearl. The camera focuses Daniel's face as if he's talking to somebody. And as he's talking, all of a sudden somebody grabbed him by his ears and pulled his head back and took out a knife or a dagger and tried to slice his neck as if he's trying to slaughter him.
There are conflicting reports about this video. By some accounts, there was no audio. By other accounts, Pearl is heard to be saying, as his last words, "I am a Jew," and by one account, "and my father is a Jew," by another account, "and my mother is a Jew."
We know that his being a Jew was a factor, as the second email which was sent to the news media from his abductors has noted that now we have discovered that he's a Jew. He must be working for the Israeli intelligence service. So we know it for a fact that his kidnappers were taking it very seriously, and for them it was an important factor.
What do we know about the person or persons who brought this video to the U.S. consulate in Karachi? Would they have been in league with the people who killed Danny Pearl, or would they have known who they were?
There are different accounts. One suggests that a local person who was working for the FBI as its informer got this video and he took it to the U.S. consulate. And though I have heard that it was actually couriered, it was sent to the U.S. consulate through a courier, but we know it for certain that there is no trace about his kidnappers and other suspected persons.
Do the authorities there know when this crime actually occurred, the murder, that is?
They have no idea whatsoever at this moment, but their investigation suggests that Danny was probably killed in the first few days after he was kidnapped from Karachi. They based their assumption on the statement which was made by the chief suspect who was arrested recently, Sheikh Umar, who has said that, according to his information, Daniel was killed in the first few days after he was kidnapped.
This is Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh. This is the English-born suspect who is in Lahore.
That's correct.
Do you think that the fact that he worked for the Wall Street Journal meant anything at all, or could he have just as easily worked for the Washington Post or National Public Radio or whoever?
No, I don't think so. The Wall Street Journal was any factor. If there was any factor, the chief factor was that he was an American citizen. Secondly, he was a Jewish. Thirdly, he had an Indian associate. Fourthly, he was probing into the areas which are considered very sensitive. And he should be on his mark, definitely. He must be going ahead in his investigation, and he must be touching very sensitive areas. So I think these were the factors which actually contribute to his kidnapping and subsequent gruesome murder.
Mr. Khan, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Journalist Kamran Khan, who reports from Pakistan for The Washington Post, spoke to us from Karachi.